You sure got a new show up and running fast.
Sex, relationships, and vice.
What's going on here?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I did something totally out of character for myself today, and I embarrassed the heck out of myself. And I still can't believe it. Like, I still, you know how, like, I don't talk to strangers. I don't talk to people. I like to not talk to anybody if I can. Like, if I go do something, like if I go to a party or if I go to the gym or whatever, like I was today, I don't usually talk to anybody I don't know. I don't know what came over me. I was in a good mood. My friend invited me on a guest pass to go to a spin class with her, and I love spin class. I haven't been in so long because they're friggin' expensive. So I go to this spin class with her, and I'm like in a really good mood, and I'm saying hi to people, and she's over like getting us towels and stuff. And this woman walks in and says, "Is that bike taken?" And I said, "Yeah, my girlfriend's here, but that one's free."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "And hey, congratulations." I know better than this. I have been accused of being pregnant myself. She's like, "About what?"
No.
And I was like, "Yes." I was like, "Aren't you pregnant?" I actually said to a stranger, "Aren't you pregnant?" I know better than this. You never ask a woman if she's pregnant unless you see her crowning. Unless there is a baby coming out of her loins, you never ever say, "Are you pregnant?" And I know better than this. I don't know what the heck happened to me in that moment. I forgot myself. This is why I don't talk to strangers. This is why I can't talk to people.
No, you shouldn't talk at all.
So she said, "No, I'm not pregnant." And I said,
"Oh my God."
I said, "I'm so sorry." I said, "My friend told me that her pregnant friend was coming. I thought it might be you since you walked over and..."
No, no.
"...to where we were. I just thought, you know," she said, "she meets her..." Which is a lie. She doesn't meet a pregnant friend there. That's so stupid. But I said, "My friend told me that she meets her pregnant friend here. And since you walked over, I was like, oh, it must be you." I was like, "You don't look pregnant," which is why the next thing I was about to say.
Never,
but she did.
Never,
she did look pregnant, though. I have to say, she definitely looked pregnant.
That's why she's in spin class. Because she doesn't want to look pregnant anymore. That's why you're in spin class.
But I should know better, because my entire life, even when I was fit and in shape, I always had like a little round belly that's just genetic. It's
You're
just
like
what
a
my
kangaroo.
Like a kangaroo. I always had like a little pouch. Always a pooch, a pouch, always. Even when I was like at my skinniest, I was still like skinny, but like a pooch. Mm. So I remember like years ago, I was at a pool and they had a hot tub. And I was about to get in the hot tub, and the lifeguard comes running over. He goes, "No, you can't get into the hot tub." I said, "Why? What's wrong with the hot tub?" He goes, "No, see that sign?" And the sign said, "If you're pregnant, nope, no hot tub. Like, you can't get in the, you're not allowed to use a hot tub if you're pregnant."
Mm.
I was like, "So, wait, I can't get in the hot tub. Why?" He's like, "Because pregnant women are not allowed in the hot tub." I was like, "Well, if I know any, I'll let them know. If I find a pregnant woman, I'll tell her." But that would not be me. But thank you for calling me fat.
And I don't think I'm hooking up with you tonight because you think I'm pregnant.
No, he was like a young kid. I was, you know, I was like 22 and he was like 16. There was no way. But I'm just saying, I was never going to hook up with him. But my point is, like, he immediately came running over like, "Oh, my God." So I should have known better. I have been accused of being pregnant when I'm not. I don't know what came over me. It was the biggest social faux pas, because then I had to sit in front of her the whole time during spin class.
Oh, poor pregnant lady.
I know.
When have you had a social faux pas like that?
Foot in mouth, insert.
Call now, 888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Cooper and Anthony Show. 888-460-6002. Sex,
yes!
Relationships,
come on, give it to me.
Advice.
When I was a waitress, I remember I served this woman pea soup. And only because, like, you know, you would serve people food and you would come back, "Hi, how is everything?" Mm-hmm. And the only reason I remember what I served her, because I can't tell you anything else that was on the menu at this restaurant except for the fact that this woman, I gave her pea soup, and I said, how is it? And she goes, it's good. You can really taste the penis. I was like, what?
How did you know?
I was like, I'll let the chef know. That doesn't sound like it's very good. Or maybe it's very good. I can't tell.
Yeah. Never order the pea soup. You never know what you're going to get.
You're going to get a lot of pea-ness in there. Christine, what was your last really bad social faux pas?
Okay. Well, I've learned since then. And it was about a year and a half ago. But I was a law clerk at a law firm. Law student also. And I was talking to one of the partners at my law firm. For those of you who don't know what a partner it is, it's basically my boss.
Okay.
And we're talking about cars, and, you know, just so happens that my husband loves BMWs. We don't own one, but his dream car is a BMW 7 Series.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells me that there's no reason, no one should ever get a 3 Series, because 3 Series are just crappy cars. They're people pretending like they have a lot of money and they don't. If you're going to get a BMW, get a 5 Series at least, or else go for the 7 Series. So I don't know anything about cars, but I pretend like I do. So that's how I view cars.
And you said that with dignity. You said that, like, you really know cars. Don't waste your time on those 3 Series. Those are for posers.
Yeah, this one of the partners was talking about how he wants to buy a 3 Series, and I say, don't buy a 3 Series. Those are crappy cars. They're just a bunch of posers wanting to buy it.
They're for girls.
It's just ridiculous. I don't know. I wouldn't even be caught dead in a 3 Series. And, and you know, I have a 98 Grand Prix. So so then the partner to whom I was speaking said to me, are you just saying that because Bob's in the room? And Bob is another partner who happens to own a 3 Series.
Oh. And please tell me you played it off like, yeah, ha ha.
Oh, heck yeah, I did.
Oh, good.
I was like, joke's on you, Bob. Yeah, I totally knew that you had a 3 Series.
Call now, 888-460-6002.
Wait a minute.
What is this show?
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
Right now.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Usually with social faux pas, it happens where a lot of people don't hear it. Just a couple of people. I remember I did one on the air.
What was it?
At another station, I was on the air with a friend of mine. And we were talking about wives or something. And then we talked about shaving. And I was like, well, that's good because your wife can shave her mustache. It's some stupid joke like that.
Yeah.
And he just he turned white and looked at me. And when we went to break, he went, she deals with that every day. She has to remove the I was like, I had no idea. I was making a joke.
You idiot. Had you never seen his wife? Didn't you notice that she's a little darker? Some women have that, where they're like a little darker around the mustache area.
That's what makes the joke funnier.
Oh, it doesn't make it funnier to Anthony.
She
so
shaves more
wrong.
Than he does.
Terry, when did you have a big social faux pas?
I was working in a TV appliance store, and this young couple came in, and they were the Barbie Ken type. People, very prompt and dressed nice, young couple. And then I went to sell them the TV, and they said they wanted it. So I said, you got 90 days, same as cash. They said, okay, well, let's go up here and fill the paperwork out. So I'm sitting there filling the paperwork out, and they're along to my left side, and behind them is the boss lady of the TV store.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to the point, and I'm supposed to ask them, do you have any outside income source?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what came out of my mouth. I stuck my foot in my mouth, and I said, do you have any outside intercourse?
Did they think you were making an offer?
Well, it got real quiet, and I looked up, and they were waiting to see who would answer first. then I look back behind them, and the boss lady's standing there, with her mouth over her hand, just about ready to throw up. She's laughing so hard.
I wanted the man to say, well, I have slept with my secretary.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
That's when you answer real quick. No!
So
you make sure you answer before your wife. No!
So that's why my wife calls me Silver Tongue.
That's great, Terry.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
Say it.
Sex, relationships, advice.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Caroline, what was your last social faux pas?
Well, my faux pas, my mess up foot and mouth disease. I work at a coffee shop, and I'm a great people person. I love to make people laugh and, you know, be an idiot sometimes, but I like to greet people right away. And two women walked up, and they looked really close in age, and, you know, all, actually one looked older and one looked younger, and I go, oh, mother-daughter outing?
Oh, no.
And they go, no, we're sisters.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Did you get a tip?
So what did you say? Did you just like, okay, what can I get for you at that point? Like, how do you handle that?
Well, I just said, well, I actually looked at the younger one. I said, well, I thought you were the older one. Oh.
Smart. That was smart.
Just like, oh, my gosh. And I think I walked in the back. It was like about 2 years ago, but it was one of the most embarrassing things ever.
Oh.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You know what that means?
Sex, relationships, and advice.
We're talking about social faux pas, that moment where you just stuck your foot right in your mouth. Now, Jeff, you know what we're talking about here, right?
Yeah, the family I come from, I could spend the rest of your time going through social faux pas.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's good.
I got a quick one. Is one thing you never want to do is if you're trying to impress a girl on the dance floor,
mm-hmm.
when you're dancing to Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
Yes.
Don't mouth the words, because when you say two, there's a chance you're going to spit on her face accidentally.
Oh, that's very good advice. Thank you. Yeah, it's very good, Jeff.
But the worst one I would say for me is I had just married my wife,
mm-hmm.
and we were out doing some activities with some of my in-laws' friends.
Mm-hmm.
This was about 10 years ago. And they had their grandson with them, and I was going to run into town because we were out in the wilderness and asked them if they needed anything. And the missus said, yeah, we need to get some diapers. And I asked what size, and they said, you know, 4 or 5s. And I looked at Bob, the mister, and I said, strange, I thought you would have taken bigger. I found out later he had had a colonoscopy, or one of those surgeries that he now had to wear diapers.
Oh no! Oh God!
I think I've seen him once since, and I didn't really talk to him much.
Oh my gosh! Oh,
I felt about a half inch tall after I found that out.
Call now, 888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Come on, give it to me.
Call now, 888-460-6002.
Sex, relationships,
advice.
I don't know how you don't have social faux pas every day.
I probably do. You know, I try not to talk to people like I said, I had that terrible one today that I still can't believe that I asked a woman if she was pregnant. I know not to ask that. You never ask a stranger. Why was I talking to strangers, first of all? That was so stupid. Oh, I'm still kicking myself over it. But yeah, the thing is, at least in that scenario, I said something stupid and it was revealed very quickly that I said something stupid and I felt terrible and I didn't apologize. I just sort of tried to back out of it. But I must say stupid stuff to people all the time, and they just walk away shaking their head. And I'm like, what? I don't know what happened there. You know what I mean? As opposed to, like, this situation, I was wrong, and I was clearly wrong, and it was obvious I was wrong. But I'm sure there's a lot of times that I say stupid stuff, and people just – there's a reason why I don't have any friends anymore. You're, like, my only friend.
It happened to people you actually love and care about.
Yes.
And they just roll their eyes. And it's either they roll their eyes and say, I'm never talking to her again, or it's just Cooper.
Della, you had a recent social faux pas. How bad was it?
Okay. I am an individual therapist, and I was doing an intake for a new client, and the new client didn't smell very good. So after starting the questions for the intake, I excused myself and said I had to get a piece of paper and put some air freshener on my arm in the bathroom, hoping to cover up the smell. And that really didn't work. So while I was asking the questions, I just took out some whiteout and pretended like I was writing stuff out on the paper, hoping the fumes would really cover it up under my nose.
You brought whiteout, Sharpies.
But the problem is, this is where it just, I don't know how this happened. It just happened. I lifted the bottle of whiteout up and the little paintbrush up and sniffed it right under my nose in front of this client. So I'm in front of a client. I'm supposed to be helping with their issues.
You're like smelling whiteout.
Yeah. And next I'll shoot up heroin.
Yes.
And they went home that night, and everybody, the family was like, so what do you think your new therapist? I think she has a problem.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sex, relationships, and vice.
Did you hear that?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
My door fell off the hinges, and my contractor was supposed to come by at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's obviously not 3:30.
And he's still not there.
And he's still not here. So I even said, listen, I'm going to be on the air. I'm working. I'm going to be at work. So I left the door open for him. Is that bad? Just letting leaving my door open, just letting anyone in? Is that a problem?
No, that's where you live, it's fine. Just let people come and go as they please.
No burglar comes in my house and just the contractor shows up and all that. So do I have to pay him again? So he built a closet for me. Believe me, I live in a crap hole.
Mm.
But the closet was the crappiest of the crap holes, and it was just, the doors were literally falling off. There was one day that my boyfriend and I just, we opened the door, and it came down on our heads. We were like, ah! We were like, okay, now it's time. We gotta stop being cheap and just redo the closet. So we did. We redid the closet, and this guy came in. He comes recommended, and he's terrific. The closet's amazing. It's better than we could have expected. It was incredible. He came in under budget, which never happens. And so that was, it was like a few months ago. You know, we've had the closet maybe for like, I'm going to say 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he had said to us, the way your apartment is built, the very top is on a slope. So he had to sort of adjust to fix it. He couldn't remake the building. So he put on this piece of wood to kind of like readjust it, you know, kind of thing. And where he screwed in this big, giant, heavy door, I heard it making this weird squeak for a couple of days. I thought, I'll get some WD-40. I'll oil it at some point. 2 days ago, I pulled the door to open it, and it came completely off, and the door started coming down on me, mm-hmm. This giant door. And I had the handle in my hand. I just dropped it and ran because I was like, I didn't know. I got scared. I mean, the thing was, it was going to come down on my little tiny head.
The issue with you is there's always drama when it comes to closets. There has never been a closet that doesn't cause you drama.
I know. It's like, that's my nemesis. Closets are my nemesis. You know, like people are like, who has a nemesis in 2023? I'm like, I do, and it's closets. Everywhere I go. It's not even like my own apartment. So the last closet door came down on my boyfriend and I, but it was one of those accordion doors. So we were like, well, it's stupid. This was like a normal open, closed door, really well made, all that kind of stuff. Came down on my head.
Oh, so it's not one of those weird doors. It's a real door.
Oh, no, it's an actual door. It was really heavy, too. It was really, really heavy. It's a big, giant, heavy door. I had to get somebody to help me pick it up. My boyfriend came home, and he and someone else had to, like, pick it up and move it. You know, yeah, it's a whole thing.
Was Joe surprised that the closet fell on you?
No.
No, okay. Either am I, by the way.
It was a matter of time, yeah, before something happened there.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
What do you want?
An hour of your sex and relationship questions. The Sex Hour. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
The Sex Hour, an hour of your calls, your questions, Cooper's answers, because she's a psychologist.
Lance, what's going on with your life?
I'm in a relationship with this girl. Can I say her name or not?
No.
Okay. So I'm in a relationship with her, but, like, I've been cheating on her with guys, but I don't know if I'm bi or what, but I'm kind of leaning towards the other sex now, so I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Well, what would happen if you just came out?
I mean, everyone in, like, around me and stuff, they were like, I feel like everyone would turn against me or something, maybe because I'm gay, or, you know, like, my family, I can't come out. It's, like, really difficult for me.
Well, the good thing is you could go to Cooper's apartment right now and get in the closet because there's no door. And then you could just come right out of the closet without even opening the door. So there is that.
That's a good reason to not fix my closet door.
People just it'll come like over, go in the closet, come out of the closet, in and out.
Yeah, I can invite gay men over who want to come out to their families and have their families sitting on the couch and be like, okay, here's Lance. Well, okay, so in all seriousness, dude, so the first person you come out to is yourself, okay? You're going to have to tear off the Band-Aid and tell the people around you, and if they reject you, you know, that's their problem. But, you know, it might surprise you how many people are going to support you, especially now. I mean, if this was like 30 years ago, that would be a different discussion. But, okay, so maybe you don't know if you're bi or if you're gay. Okay, so here's a very easy way to tell. Do you still want to have sex with your girlfriend? And do you want to have sex with men also? Then you might be bi. If women turn you off, then you might be gay. You know, what do you think about when you're masturbating? Is it both? Is it just men? Also, I mean, maybe you're just feeling sexual towards men, but when it comes to intimacy, you want to be with just your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you just want to have, like, a zipless bang with a guy, but the real intimacy is with women. So ask yourself, do you want to have a romantic dinner with a guy, or is it just sexual? You know, you have to decide the answer to these questions. I can't answer them, only you can, because I don't know what goes on in your fantasy and in your head. You did just say to us, you slipped and said that you're gay. How can I tell them I'm gay? But, you know, you might not be. You might be bi. So think about it. Who do you fantasize about? Can you picture having a relationship with a guy that's different than just somebody you just want to bang, you know? And, you know, if you decide that you are gay, you really have to let your partner know. You can't let her just keep on keeping on being with a gay man, because that's not fair to her either.
And just go ahead and take the door off the closet. It's easier to come in and go out.
Or as I say it, lead an authentic life.
Hi, John Travolta. Move over. I'm getting in. Tom Cruise, move.
Oh.
Hi, Ryan Seacrest.
Call now, 888-460-6002.
Wait a minute.
What is this show?
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Sex Hour, an hour of your sex and relationship questions.
Why do you like it, baby?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Okay, so Tabitha, then what's your question?
I've been with my boyfriend for 6 years. He wants to have anal sex. Like, here lately, just maybe like the past 4 months, he's been pushing it really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, never really been an issue before like it is now.
Okay, I'll say it again. What's your question?
My question is what is, I don't understand his obsession with wanting to do that with me.
Interesting. Okay, so with you, because he trusts you, presumably he wants to explore new sexual things with you, you know? Maybe a friend told him how great it was, like how great anal was, or he wants to just try something new with you. Because he trusts you and you're his partner that he's intimate with. Everybody is talking about the butt these days. I mean, every time I turn around, somebody else is having a butt conversation. And there's tons of books about anal sex. Like, it's a, you know, and maybe
Plot twist, he won't like it and you will. That could happen. You know, the fact that he has trust in you, that he wants to try new things with you, is a good sign. It means he's comfortable enough to ask you for something different, you know? But so here's the problem. If the thought of anal sex repulses you, or you know it's something you are definitely not even going to want to try, like you're not into it, you have to be honest with him and just say, listen, it's not for me. I'm not into it. Thank you for trusting me with something you desire, but, you know, I'm not into it. Sorry. And that has to be okay. But this also opens the door for any sexual fantasy that you have. You know, you can just say, all right, I'll try that with you. But, you know, maybe you can try this with me.
I love how you look at some of these things. Like, he trusts you so much that he can do that. No, he just wants to put his wiener somewhere different. It's not, guys don't think, oh, I trust her and she's going to let. No, we want to do it. We'll put it in fruit if it's there. So we just want, okay, you don't like it. That makes us like it more. And it's bad. We like it even more. And then we just like to put our things in places that it's not supposed to go.
Yeah, but he's been with her 6 years. Why does he suddenly want to do it now? You know what I mean? I'm sure he's wanted to put it in lots of different places over the past 6 years, but
and he
why
probably
now?
Has when she's not home.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say that to her because she's a girl and I'm a girl, and I think she'd be more open to the idea of trying something new with her boyfriend if she knew it was because he trusts her.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. The Sex Hour.
What is that?
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
A whole hour.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
It's a whole family segment coming up. Where a guy is calling his girlfriend Daddy.
Daddy.
And a friend slept with his friend's sister.
Right, so it's the family hour on the Sex Hour.
That is a new segment right there.
Please no.
It's a family affair.
Call now. 888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Sex Hour.
What is that?
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
A whole hour.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
When you go to a psychologist, it's kind of expensive.
Yeah, very. I mean, unless your insurance covers it.
But still, somebody's paying.
Yeah, yeah. And the good ones are expensive. The good ones don't even take insurance.
Yeah, and right now you can just call for free. And Cooper will give you smarty pants answers that a psychologist, because she is a psychologist, would give you. So, 888-460-6002.
Hi, Lizbeth. What's going on?
I've been dating this guy for about 2 years now. We met at a bar, and recently, well, we began to be sexually active after, like, a year. And it just came up, like, maybe a month ago, but lately in bed, I know it sounds really weird, and I'm so embarrassed to call, but I just don't know what to do, and I don't know, like, how to confront him about it. But he's been, like, calling me daddy and saying all these really weird, I don't even want to say it, just things, like, in that nature, like, referring to me as a man and stuff.
Listen, daddy.
Well, all right. So, you know, I'm usually pretty open and I'm not judgmental, but I have to say, Lizbeth, I agree with you. This one is kind of out there. I've literally never heard this before. It's not wrong. It's just unusual. 2 years into a relationship with no discussion, I feel like that's the weirder part. You know, it's one thing to just start saying sexual things, but if you want to say something sexual that is sort of out of the ordinary, I think you have a conversation with a person first, you know? It's like if you were writing a novel and you wrote a character who all of a sudden started saying, "Do me, daddy," we'd all be like, "Wait, what? This character, this makes no sense whatsoever." So the fact that he started doing this with no conversation belies a communication gap in your relationship. So you definitely need to ask some key questions. Okay, here are the questions you need to ask. Pay attention, Lizbeth, because these are important. Is this a bisexual fantasy he's having? is he having some insecurity issues with his body that somehow he's projecting onto your sex life? Is this a role play thing he wants to try? Or are you sexually conservative and he's trying to say something that's going to shock you and shake you up? It could be any one of those things. It could be none of those things. The problem is we don't know. You have to ask him.
You want my answer now?
No.
You don't want my answer now?
No, you can say something. You're going to say something really insensitive.
Oh, okay. I will. He's a big fan of the TV show Party Down South.
Okay.
And there's a guy on Party Down South named Ryan who calls everybody daddy.
Oh, yeah, daddy.
Daddy. Ryan has this thing where he calls everybody daddy.
He just called me daddy. Do I look like a daddy?
I'm not a daddy. I am not calling you daddy.
Hey, I respect that. It's all good.
He calls all girls and all guys daddy.
Daddy.
So I think this guy's been watching Ryan from Party Down South.
Daddy.
He's watching too much Party Down South, you think?
Yeah, and it's a Southern thing. You just go, hey, daddy.
Yeah, but you got to say that to a person. You can't just imagine that. Imagine if you were in bed with your wife and she suddenly started calling you bitch. Well, that I would understand at least.
Not surprised.
Do me, bitch, do me. I can totally see it.
Yeah, I'm not calling the sex hour and saying, Cooper, my wife is calling me bitch. I'm just saying that's just what she wants to talk
about. That's just what she wants to talk about today, yeah.
Daddy.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
Daddy. And online at cooperandanthony.com. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Come on, give it to me.
Call now. 888-460-6002.
Sex, relationships,
advice.
It's the Sex Hour right here on the Cooper and Anthony Show. Your sex questions, our sex answers. What's going on, Jackson?
Nothing much. Hey, I had a question for you. I had a friend about a year ago, and I was in high school, and we were, you know, pretty close friends. And he had some things go on with his family or his parents. They got divorced, split up, and he moved away with his dad to L.A. And he had a sister who stayed behind, who was younger than me, who, you know, we just kind of lost contact and everything like that. And I ended up kind of, I hooked up with her while he moved. And I just thought I'd never talk to him again. And he recently moved to the area where I'm at now. And we're talking and stuff and friends again. And I was just curious if I should, should I tell him or just act like it never happened or?
No, of course not. You're not going to tell him. Unless your relationship ended badly with her and she's going to tell him that she doesn't want you around and then you should explain why. I mean, it depends on how your relationship ended. In general, I would not tell him. If the relationship ended badly, then you're going to need to have a conversation with him. But if things just fizzled out and she moved on and you moved on and you're on good terms, I don't think there's any reason to tell him, you know? And by the way, your friend does not want to know about his sister's sex life. Like, if it ever comes up, don't say we hooked up. Don't use the terminology or anything salacious. Just say, yeah, we went out a couple of times. Like, play it down, because nobody wants to picture their sister having sex. Which is why I say, unless it's a problem between you and her, I wouldn't mention it, you know, and if you have any doubts as to what her hot take on all this is, reach out to her and say, listen, you know, Billy's back in town, as you know, and I'm going to be hanging out with him again, just letting you know that, you know, want to make sure you're not going to be uncomfortable in any way. And if she says she is going to be uncomfortable, then talk to her about it, but don't talk to him about it.
The sister's name, let's call her Becky. Okay.
Okay.
Scene. You and I, Scene. You're my friend. You're Jack.
Okay.
So, hey, Jack. It's been a long time. Thanks for moving back into my neighborhood. How's Becky been?
Wait, am I the brother? Or am I the one banging?
Time.
Am I banging Becky? Did I?
No,
did I have
you're
sex with Becky?
The brother who just moved back.
I just moved back.
You moved back into my neighborhood, and then I'm going to ask you about Becky.
Okay.
Scene. Hey, Jack. Thanks for moving back into my neighborhood. How's Becky been?
She's good. She's, you know, as far as I know, a virgin.
I hit that. Scene. That's how you do it.
This is why you have no friends, by the way.
No, I banged all my friend's sisters, except one. Only one got away that I didn't because I didn't like his sister. But if you had a sister that was kind of hot, yeah, I'm sorry.
She wasn't safe.
Nobody was safe.
Nobody was safe from you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
Right now.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
What are the moments in rock and roll that you look back and go, that was a turning point for me? That's when I went, whoa.
Yeah, I feel like so much of that is generational because the stuff that like my stepbrother and his friends or my parents think are the most major moments in rock and roll, I can't really relate to. I mean, I'm aware of them. Like, you know, stuff like when Bob Dylan went electric. Mm. Okay. Yeah, I don't get why that's important, but okay, cool. That's awesome if you're into it. But everyone has their one moment, their one thing that they're like, oh, like that for me was it when it came to music and rock and roll. What was yours?
There's two that really stick out in my head. The biggest ones are Disturbed on Conan. Doing Sound of Silence.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Why that?
I don't know. It's one of those videos that you watch. It's got like 12 gazillion views. It's one of those videos that I forget to breathe.
Right.
When I'm watching it. And Heart doing Stairway to Heaven on the Kennedy Center Awards. That was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
In front of Led Zeppelin with Jason Bonham on drums. So
right.
It was pretty amazing. But the Disturbed video, Sound of Silence on Conan, if you haven't seen it, watch it. You won't breathe the whole thing.
Right. I never felt represented in music until the 90s. Like when 90s grunge happened, when Eddie Vedder stage dove, you know, he was always climbing up. You go to a concert with Pearl Jam and Eddie Vedder's climbing up something and diving into the crowd and all that kind of stuff. He was very, like, literally hands-on, like you got to touch him. And I had friends in the music industry who took me to see Pearl Jam at the Limelight when 10 first came out. And, like, he climbed up there and he was just so sexy with that long hair. Like, I was just like, huh. But the music, it was the first time I thought that music was speaking to my generation. You know what I mean? Like the apathy, you know, the whole Gen X thing. I never heard music before that I can really relate to. So like Hole, Veruca Salt, all those were my artists. But for me, Nirvana was my real North Star. And I dated this guy from Michigan who had already heard of Nirvana before anybody else. And he gave me a copy of Bleach, and I was like, I listened to it over and over, and I was like, this speaks to me. This speaks to my generation. I get this, and they get me. And there were two specific moments with Nirvana that really, like, blew me away because they were just so relatable and so honest. There's this interview with MTV where for the first time, so Kurt Cobain is sitting there, and he's holding Francis Bean. He's literally feeding his baby during this interview. And a very, very young Dave Grohl is explaining how MTV was just such corporate BS and what they made them do.
MTV says we cannot play unless we play Smells Like Teen Spirit. And we said, well, we're not going to play Smells Like Teen Spirit. They said, okay, well, then you're not going to play on our show. We said, okay, bye. Then they told us that we could get on the show if we played Lithium later on in the set. They totally rearranged the whole show.
We were kicked off the show for about 5 hours.
We took away our awards.
5 hours.
And then the second one was a video that went viral. I'd seen Nirvana perform live a couple of times at this point. I had a friend who worked at MTV, so I was actually in the audience for that Nirvana Unplugged, and it was like I forgot to breathe the whole time, as you would say, and I had my jaw was on the ground the whole time. It was like, you knew when you were sitting there what an important moment that was. Like, everything about it was just amazing, and we could not have seen what was coming for Kurt Cobain. But it was this one particular video that went viral that happened in the UK. They were there to play their hit Lithium, and instead they played Territorial Pissings, and then they destroyed every piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude afterwards was just, he was so thrown by it. He was like, they threw this guy off his, he's like, he was like the Letterman of Europe. They threw him off his game. It was amazing.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex.
The sex talk.
Relationships and advice.
Thanks for the advice.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Get
back. So, they done a study on the male brainwaves, and they basically tested how a male perceives a friendship with a female and how a female...
She has two things that turned me off already, the accent and a nose ring.
All right, well, a girl with an accent and a nose ring is going to teach you something right now about getting friend-zoned.
I don't care how hot you are. If you have that accent and a nose ring, I'm out. And she's very hot. But
what they found is that a female perceives the friendship as just friends. And this is why some guys can get friend-zoned. Because when a guy's like, he's friends with a girl and he starts to like her, and he's like, oh yeah, no, we've got this thing going on. She's like, no.
People love accents.
People do. I don't.
Because a female can just perceive it just as friends. Sometimes it can be more.
Those accents are an attraction for some people.
For some people, not for me.
And bear in mind, this was a scientific study.
She's a scientist?
You don't like it. What don't you like about it?
She's a scientist?
Yeah, she's a scientist.
Oh, really? The nose ring and the accent and the fact that
she's... I think she's a psychologist. There's one
19.
Of those girls that I follow on there who's a psychologist.
She's
maybe
like
it's her. I don't know.
She's 19 and the scientist.
You're from South Carolina. What do you know about accents? I mean, don't people around you have really thick accents?
Yeah, and I don't like their accent either.
Okay.
I think the Carolinas accent is the worst.
Right.
So it goes... Carolina's accent, New York, Long Island, that's number two, and then everything else,
the English,
Australian, all that other crap.
All those British ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Can just perceive it just as friends. Sometimes it can be more. But they found that males...
Can you ever identify what accent that is?
I don't understand anything that she's saying because I can't get past the English accent.
Okay, I'll interpret it. Oh, good. You knew it was English. At least there's that.
It's one
I thought
of those
about
countries.
Sending you something, somebody with like a Welsh accent, seeing if you could figure that one out.
Yeah.
We should play that game one day. I'll just send you women talking in different accents.
But I tune out. That's the problem. I'm gone. The minute she said something, I'm gone.
Okay, so here's what she said. This is actually kind
Thank
of an important
you.
Study she's talking about. She's saying the reason why men get friend zoned
males
is because there was this big study done where they asked women, can you be friends with guys? And they said, yeah, of course. And when you're friends with a guy,
males,
it's just, that's just your friend. That's it. It's, you're a friend. Hanging out with your guy friend is the same thing as hanging out with like your sister.
Mm-hmm.
It's no big deal. When a guy becomes friends with a girl, he's always like, oh, I'll probably bang her one
day. Yeah, I'll hit that.
Yeah, it's always in his mind at some point that they'll date. That they'll start as friends and then they'll date.
Mm-hmm.
So when he finally is like, you know, hey, so what's going on? And he gets friend zoned. He's shocked. But just so you know, if a woman's going to friend zone you, she does it immediately. If we want you, you know. The minute we tell you we just want to be friends, that's forever.
You can never dig out of that hole.
You can never dig out of the friend zone hole. The friend zone is a very, very long. It's an end zone. It's very long.
Yeah, so if she was sitting on the couch and took the earring out of the nose.
Males.
And didn't say a word, I'd be like, wow, you're pretty hot. And then she'd start talking and I'm out.
And then she put her nose ring back in.
Yeah, and then I'm gone. I'm done.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships,
advice.
Showtime. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Okay, I have a game for you. It's game time, Anthony.
Okay.
Okay, so now you and I know a lot about music over the years. We've worked at a lot of stations, mostly rock. You know, you're a rock guy for a long time. You have run your own rock stations. But the one format that I think you and I don't really know that well, the one type of music we don't know that well, is country music. Would you agree?
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Perfect. So this game is I'm going to tell you a country song title, and you fill in the blank.
Got it.
Okay. All right, the country song title, Love Will Beat Your Blank Out. Is it Blues, Brains, or Butterflies?
Brains.
It is Brains. Love will beat your brains out.
It's the only one that makes sense.
Well, country music songs don't have to make sense. That's the beauty
That's
of
them. That's the problem. They all sound like Dr. Seuss.
Okay,
every single one of them. I love you from my boots to my hoots and my hands to my pans. I mean, it's every song sounds like that.
Right. Okay, here's another one. Her teeth were stained, but her heart was blank. Is it Cold? Is it Pure? Is it Lovely?
Pure.
It is Pure.
Mm.
Wow, do you know these?
No, I'm trying to figure out. It's so easy to figure out a country song. Pure.
Yeah, good point.
What rhyme
right.
with pure? Door.
Right. Okay, how about this one? I'm just a bug on the windshield of love, open roads, or life.
Life.
It is life.
Yeah.
Okay, you're doing pretty well at this for somebody who doesn't know anything about country music.
No, I know country songs. I don't know country. I couldn't tell you who did that song. I have no
idea. Okay, how about this? If love were oil, I'd be a quart short, full, low.
Oh, short.
It's low.
Low. Because low rhyme with glow.
All right, here's another country song title. Tell me how it ends.
Okay.
She got the ring, I got the blank.
Shaft.
She got the ring, I got the thumbs up, finger, divorce.
Divorce.
Finger.
The finger?
She got the ring, I got the finger.
That's a good song. I like that.
I love it already. I don't even know that song, but I just the title alone. If you can tell a book by its cover.
I'm a country fan now.
You're the reason our baby is so blank. Ugly, pretty, gnarly.
It's got to be pretty.
You're the reason our baby is so ugly.
Really?
Yep. And there's country music for you.
Oh, those last two songs I have to download. Finger and Ugly Baby, all over it.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
All right, so Cooper knows nothing about sports. Nada. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But coming up, she's going to have a sports report for us.
Yes, this is my year to learn about sports ball.
Now, you said that last year.
And the year before.
And the year before.
I'm going to do it this year. It's like, it's yeah, this year for sure.
Okay, so we're 3 months into the, 4 months into the year, and you're going to learn sports ball now.
Well, I'm going to try it. I'll try a sports report. You see how it goes.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Say it.
Sex, relationships, advice.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Do you know how I made this my year to learn more about sports?
Oh, I can't wait for this one.
Well, listen, sports ball is a thing. Everyone's always talking about sports ball. So I was like, well, let me make this my year to learn about sports ball. So I thought it'd be fun if I actually did a sports report for you.
Can't wait for this. Hold on, let me get comfortable.
Okay.
Here we go. You know, by the way, you know nothing about sports. Nada.
I know, but I'm trying to learn. So I found a couple of sports stories I thought would be interesting.
You've been trying to do this for the last 8 years. So let's see how good you are now.
I've gotten better at it.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Okay. Here's my first sports story. Gerard Pique is speaking out about his nasty split from Shakira and why he's kept quiet. In an interview, he said he wants to protect his children from all the tabloid gossip and that's what I'm focused on, and that's my job as a father. The former soccer star's breakup with the Latin singer has been the subject of her latest music. She collaborated with DJ BizRap on the song Music Sessions Volume 53, where she took her wrath out on Gerard after he left her for a younger woman.
The only reason why you're bringing this up is because of Shakira.
It's a sports story.
It's a Shakira story.
That's sports news. He's a soccer dude. He's a soccer ball ball. He does soccer ball ball.
Is the next story about Giselle?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Nope, nope, nope. In fact, now over to basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent you a link, and I want to discuss the photos in this link. You have a Canes shirt, right?
Yes.
Okay, so these are two players from the Canes. I guess there's twins on the team. And they're hanging out at a pool. I took some photos. I thought you'd like the photos because they're in bikinis.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought they looked pretty good. So it's Hannah and Haley Cavender of the University of Miami.
Wow.
So this is women's basketball, right? So this is Sweet 16. They're superstars. They've crushed it on the court. And so there's all these photos of them, like, doing publicity, getting ready, in bikinis.
They look amazing.
See, I thought you'd see this is good sports, right?
This is, yeah, it's chick sports. It's not real.
Okay, well, it's girls in bikinis. I thought you'd like
this.
Okay,
yeah,
of it.
I do like that.
Okay, so girls in bikinis. I got your attention. Okay, so I'm still going to stick with basketball for now.
Okay.
Okay, here's another sports ball story. An ugly scene following the NCAA women's basketball game on Thursday night.
That's more women's basketball.
Well, I couldn't really find any men's sports. I don't know.
There's no men's.
I don't know where they keep the men's sports.
Okay, go on with your female okay. basketball.
So a Bowling Green State University player was socked in the face in a handshake line.
Mm-hmm.
She was sucker punched. She went down, just like punched and went down seconds after their team beat Memphis 73-60. Bowling Green's Elisa Brett got into some sort of argument with Memphis's Jamira Schutz. The punch connected, flush, sending Brett crashing down to the court. Schutz was immediately restrained by her coach. Where do they keep the men's sports, by the way?
Everywhere else that you're not looking.
That's my sports report. I hope you enjoyed it.
I don't know. How about just Google sports?
I did, and that's what came up. Girls in bikinis.
Don't put women's sports. Just put sports.
I think the algorithm knows that I spent a lot of time looking at shoes and ordering tampons. So when I put in sports, they were like, oh, well, she probably wants.
Yeah.
This is what she probably wants.
Never comes up for me. It goes right to ESPN. And that's where it ends.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and advice.
Oh, yeah. Go away, Peyton.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
There's a new song by a new band that came out this week.
Okay.
And I want to play it for you, and I want you to tell me who do you think it is. You'll never guess.
Okay.
But I'm going to play it for you anyway.
Okay.
It's a great song. The video is stupid long. It's 8 minutes long. So it's a whole story that goes into this song. But it's such a great song.
Is this going to be like the time that you played me the Bee Gees song and it wasn't the Bee Gees, it was the Foo Fighters?
Something like that. But no, this is an actual band. You got to tell me who it is.
And they're famous and I know them?
Kind of, sort of.
Ugh.
Tell me if you like it first.
Okay.
And then you have to guess who it is.
All right. Foo Fighters again?
That's what I thought.
Like, every time you have music for me, it's always the Foo Fighters.
Because I love the Foo Fighters. Sounds like the Foo Fighters, doesn't it?
It really does. Is it?
No, it's not.
I This is awesome. Siri, who is this?
She'll say the Foo Fighters.
Okay, one guy plays every instrument.
What?
Yeah, one guy plays every instrument. You hear that drum track?
Yeah.
And the guitar and everything else? It's one guy. Singing. It's Wolfgang Van Halen.
I was just going to guess that. I can't believe you didn't let me guess. I was joking about the Foo Fighters. The reason I was going to guess Wolfgang Van Halen is because I follow him on Instagram, and he had this whole fight this week with this guy. So there was a guy that was trolling him, and he was like, dude, you know, I think it's really awful you keep using the name Van Halen.
It's his last name.
Get over yourself. Like, you know, your dad was famous. You're not famous. And he's like, it's literally my last name. Like, that's literally my name.
I love when people fight with him because he just goes right back at him. But he is so talented. The song blew me away.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.